Oh, yeah. MQTT is definitely a stopgap. There's no doubt about it. You know, if you're doing that, you know, you're kind of circumventing the whole point. But if you don't do that, then it can be pretty disappointing, as you well know. So it is definitely, you got to just accept for what it is. It's a stopgap. And so you just got to decide until it's matured and developed, do you want to see nothing or do you want to see stuff that you don't, that doesn't count? You know, it's like, it's kind of like you got to make the decision, in what way do you want to, you know, violate the principle, you know, or, you know, you'd rather see nothing, right? That's fine. And, you know, I like seeing the MQTT traffic just to kind of know the network's up and running. And then I, you know, it's a concession. You know, I understand that, well, that was MQTT. So really, in that case, it's meaningless. So I don't know. They're both, you know, they're both troublesome, but at least with the one, like Anthony was saying, you could see some traffic and stuff. But again, you know, it really does, like you said, defeat the purpose. So I don't know. You got to make that call. Anthony?
So I do agree with you, Sean. The one thing that my one takeaway of MQTT is that, and this is a reckless understanding of the technology, you're still sending text messages, although over the internet, that are not hosted by a carrier or anyone else. So my understanding of it, it's more your data is your data than about any other messaging network that you could operate on. So there is still some value in the MQTT. Over to you, Dakota.